You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The latest mass shootings have New York State's federally elected officials raising their voices in a call for tougher gun control measures. WAER Scott Willis reports everyone seems to have a different idea on the best way to address the problem.
Congressmember John Katko, in a statement, acknowledges there is no singular solution to stopping the kind of violence seen in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas. But he says action is long overdue. Katko believes passing bipartisan red flag legislation that he introduced is a starting point for a dialogue that he says must take place across the country. He says it's a common sense reform that will keep firearms out of the hands of those who should not have them, and President Trump has said he supports the legislation. Meanwhile, Utica area Congressmember Anthony Brindisi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are demanding GOP leader Mitch McConnell call the chamber back to session to vote on a bipartisan bill requiring universal background checks. Schumer credits the House majority, which includes Brindisi, for doing its duty in passing the legislation, which he says is proven to save lives. Congressmember Katko was one of only two members who didn't vote on that bill in a final February 27th roll call. It was placed on the Senate calendar in early March, where it's languished ever since. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.